Order, if everyone would please take their seats. First off, for council consideration, if city council could please return. I need one more city councilor. What is he trying to tell me? Now his, you mean which one? This one?
The bit that I was talking about with.
No, it's already. There is Rand. Oh. Randy, I need you back here.
They are attached to my yellow, my orange.
Randy, Commissioner Saltzman, if you're here, I need you back here.
I have to do this. No. You could, Sarah, you could email Tom Armstrong and just tell him that the mayor and I are delayed.
Armstrong?
Yeah, are you going to MPAC?
No.
No. Just tell him that I'm delayed. Yeah, Tom Armstrong. Thank you.
Yeah. What's going on there? Good God, people.
He was here for the last one. How come he's not here for this one?
All right, let's remember the rules. This is the part where deliberation happens, and if you like something, feel free to make a indication without making noise. Sir, you wanted to testify?
Yes.
We had others who had also asked to testify as well, who did not sign up.
I'll sign up.
Once we start public testimony, we don't. We have to let the mayor make that decision.
I know Randy, and I'm a former district attorney. I ran the consumer fraud department in the district attorney's office.
Well, let me ask, how many other people would want to testify? All right, you really are the last person. Have a seat, sir.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, for having this meeting. I do appreciate that. I don't appreciate my phone going off.
State your name.
Could you tell me
as
your
I
name?
As I said, I'm a former attorney and public prosecutor. I ran the consumer fraud department in the district attorney's office 35 years ago. I'm former city Portland City fireman. My father was the deputy chief of the Portland City Fire Department. I've known Mayor Schrunk. I've known most all the commissioners. For the last 22 years, Mayor, I've been involved in a horrific battle with the corruption that's going on in our court system. For trying to speak in the courtroom, I've been repeatedly attacked, choked to the ground by guards to try to keep me from speaking.
So how does it relate to the issue in front of us?
Well, what it relates to is that people do not have remedy. All of this that's going on out there, the Occupy movement, is because people do not have remedy. I'm a former prosecutor. Unless you can get into the court and put your injury on the record, legally it's not a fact. And that's what people have been blocked from doing, is making a legal, putting their fact, making a record about it. I've been trying to help them, and for doing that, I've been prosecuted now 12 times, jailed 300 days. I've been violently attacked on orders of judges. Listen to me, Mayor.
Sir, I have to treat you the same as everyone else.
No.
How does it relate to the city's process? You're talking about a county process.
No, I'm talking about the city process. On two occasions, the Portland City Police stormed my house, violently arrested me, maced me in the driveway of my home, threatening my parents with arrest. On a second occasion, they violently arrested me. I said I'm a former officer.
When was this?
Did what?
When was this?
This has been about 3 years ago. But I told them I'm a former district attorney. I want to see a warrant. They said, when I reached for my office, the officer grabbed my hand, threw my pants, violently handcuffed me, took me out in the car. They stormed my house with a dog pounding on the door, driving my 90-year-old mother from the house, macing in my shower my mother's care provider, terrified care provider. And unbelievable, the heavy-handedness. And then when she said she wouldn't sign the document, they said, okay, you're free to go. And it's this heavy-handedness of the police officers. They used to come and sit in my office when I was running in the district attorney's office wanting to issue a complaint. I said, people, if they want something, they give you notice. That's called due process. If there's,
all right. Thank you, sir.
And that's what
your
I'm
time,
talking about.
Your time's up. Appreciate
thank you,
your
Mayor, for this. But all I right. said, it's
thank
time
you.
That we, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right. For further consideration, for those of you that arrived late, there is no clapping, no noise. If you like something,
I'm clapping for the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. You're going to throw me out of the building that I paid for, clapping for the First Amendment. I'd love to see that in court.
Right. The folks,
this is about respecting everyone's ability to have their say. And you didn't have us up here clapping during your testimony, so we are now moving into deliberations, and you can choose. We gave you time for your comments. So we are moving. All right. So the first motion I'd like to make is to, given that this has had four hearings and it's been out in various forms for over 5 weeks, and the need to have by the end of the year to start the new year with these revisions, I move to add the emergency clause to 1377.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Would you please call the vote on the motion?
So who seconded?
I did.
Thank you. Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. We'll now move to consideration. Is there any additional council discussion on any of these items before we move to a vote? First on item number 1376.
Do a motion to accept.
This is just a resolution. Right?
1376, I have that report.
Okay, I move to accept the report.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Please call the vote on the motion.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, and I want to note that the report does go into all 41 of the recommendations from the Police Oversight Committee. 19 of those were unanimously, both by the mayor and the auditor, accepted as yes. And there are reasons given for why no or maybe on the other items. So it has been stated that the 41 recommendations haven't been considered, and the evidence in the report says that they have. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. It is approved. Can you please call the vote on item 1377?
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
This is another important step in improving our police oversight. The first step, led by Auditor Griffin Vallade and Commissioner Leonard in March of 2010, revised the system for reporting and for set in motion this second process. This isn't the end of the process, nor is this the only thing that is going on regarding working with our police. It was inspiring to walk past Occupy Portland for 5 weeks and see the community and police relations going on in those encampments, to see the better relationships and the talking with each other between citizens and police officers, and with giving the notice and in well in advance of the need to close those camps, Portland did end the occupation in a much less violent manner than other cities have experienced.
Hey, let's show some respect here. We showed you respect by listening. Show another citizen respect who happens to be speaking to your issues. You might not agree with everything you hear. We might not agree with everything we hear, but show a little bit of basic courtesy.
Thank you. So the occupation of the parks has ended. The Occupy movement continues and grows and develops, and we welcome you here today and at the previous hearings. This is part of democracy. This is what democracy looks like. This is part of what democracy looks like. There are many different ways. And in my office, I have the sign, "This is what democracy looks like." I see that every morning when I come into my office. So it's important that you're here. It's important that we participate in these issues, and it's particularly important when we're talking about public safety and police actions. I believe that the police showed during the last 2 months that they are compassionate people who are working for the good of the citizens of Portland. I believe that these changes will improve the oversight system. I have heard and considered, especially the diligent work of the League of Women Voters and Cop Watch, who have been working on these issues for 10 years or more. And I met with members of the Citizens Review Committee yesterday. They will be refining these recommendations. They have a meeting tonight to continue to work on them. So we're not done here. This is a step along the way. So one of the refinements that the Citizens Review Committee will be working on with the auditor and the independent police review director is refining those protocols for what happens and what are the details of that. The council doesn't decide that. We decide more of the principles. And it's very clear in this direction from both the auditor and the mayor that we are committed to true accountability and transparent oversight by the Citizen Review Committee. I really appreciate all of the work that volunteers are doing in the community, including the Citizen Review Committee, who have done some stalwart work. And I appreciate the members of the council who are also citizens of Portland and that we care about the safety of every single person in our city. Thank you, Mayor Adams, for your leadership on this process. Aye.
Fish?
I don't remember in my 3 years on this council an issue that we've spent more time talking about, thinking about, deliberating. Debbie, you'll correct me if there was one, but I can't think of it. And I don't just mean the multiple hearings we've had here. I would include the briefings we've had in our offices, the communications we've received from various interested parties, and the and I'm proud of our community for this discussion. It's an important question. It's a very important subject. And I, at this stage, and particularly for some of you who are new to this issue, because there are some people in this room today that have not been directly engaged for a number of years, but you're here now, and that's wonderful, and you're expressing yourself, and that's great. But I want to just take a moment to reflect on the fact that an enormous amount of work has been done to get to this point. And I think it is important to acknowledge that a number of my colleagues have worked diligently on this. And Debbie, I think you said it. It doesn't go as far as you'd like, but there has been some progress. And I think we have to acknowledge that. We have to, and so I want to take a moment to say to Commissioner Leonard and to the auditor who took the lead a while ago to do really some of the heavy lifting, to the IPR director, to the police chief, and to the police commissioner and the mayor, one and the same, I think you have brought us through a process with honor. And this has been a very thoughtful discussion. And in our democracy, it is okay to disagree. In fact, it is at the heart of our democracy that it is okay to disagree and do so in a safe and respectful way. And that has been my experience throughout this process and this discussion. Now, to everyone who has participated by coming here and taking time to testify, the stakeholders who have followed it, the stakeholders like Dan Handelman who live it, and others who have been engaged, thank you. Because however this comes down, what you are done is you've created a record. And a record is what you can point to at some point if somehow you feel we don't get it right. You can come back and point to that record and say, I put my concerns in writing or before you. And now I'm concerned and that I was right and you were wrong. And in a democracy, there are no right or wrong answers. We are constantly trying to get to what we think is the best answer, but there are no right and wrong. So I have spent a lot of time listening and thinking, and I've considered a wide range of views, and I've even taken questions and concerns that were raised to me, and I've, in this forum, asked both sides those questions and concerns to help me clarify my thinking. Ultimately, for me, I think this is a case where we cannot let the pursuit of perfection prevent us from making progress towards the good. You may disagree with that. That's okay. It is okay for us to disagree, but I believe we are making progress. I believe we have arrived at a system with these changes and the additional amendments today of checks and balances that has the potential to put Portland in the forefront of balancing two vitally important principles, the dual needs of community safety and public oversight of law enforcement. And today, in voting yes,
I do so with my hope and, frankly, with the assurances that we've had through this process that the Council will exercise its ultimate oversight power to assure the success of our hard-won progress. Aye.
Adams.
Well, I want to thank everyone who testified, I want to thank especially the Citizen Review Committee through its park report. I want to thank the Albina Ministerial Alliance, the Police Oversight Stakeholders Committee, COPWatch, the Oregon League of Voters, Women Voters, who have for years invested in constantly improving the transparency and the accountability of keeping the peace. Just a few comments to make sure that the legislative record is clear from my point of view. The Amendment 3, in contrary to some of the testimony, clearly is written in a manner as intended, which new information is allowed, that unlike some other processes that the City Council has, most common land use processes, when you're testifying before the Citizen Review Committee, you are not limited to just the record. There is no limit at all on what you can say. And so new information, a new analysis, a new take, a new point of view, a feeling can come up before and is encouraged to come up before the CRC. And that can and should be, that is an important platform, that is an important point for people to say whatever they want. And as part of these changes, that is then now, for the first time, very, very clear. That is something that, if appealed to the City Council, is part of what the City Council can consider as well. And just to note that any supporting evidence, it isn't just, it says clearly there that the Council can ask for and receive any supporting evidence regarding this matter. In terms of the two additional voting members, it is the protocol, as I understand it, of the CRC, that previous CRC members, because of their experience in what can be a lot of, it requires a lot of depth and commitment and time to sort of really get a good feel for this process, that if there are vacancies or if there is a need for members of the CRC, slots to be filled, that they can rely on previous members of the CRC. So that was a concern that was raised. The last thing I would say is that this is one of the most robust and aggressive systems of police oversight in the United States. It emanates from an independently elected official who is not beholden to us in any way, an independently elected auditor who hires and fires, in this case, her staff, experts, based on what she thinks is the best expertise to handle this independent oversight. That expertise is then appealable to a citizen review body that can recommend that the work of the independent auditor staff and the work of the police bureau, they can say that the record, the process, the conclusions, the way that the allegations are framed are wrong and need more work. And if we as Portlanders don't like the way that the huge part of the oversight system is working with the auditor, she has to stand for re-election. And I'm not aware of an independent police review process where the person in charge stands for election. As police commissioner, I have to stand for election as well. We have made significant changes 2 years ago in March, significant improvements, and I think that they are bearing fruit. But as my colleagues have said, this is about a process of continuous improvement in transparency and training and in accountability, and we remain committed to it. Thank you all. I'd like to thank Clay Neal and my staff, in addition to the auditor's staff, for the great work on this, and folks in the Bureau as well. Aye. We're adjourned.